Association Chestnut Ridge Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KGBA. Okay, that's good. That's what we want to hear. Making sure that we don't have any problems. Wait. Alrighty. Make sure the link and such are clicked. There we go. Alrighty. Well, good evening again, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT. And this is the Technical Net, the Barrow Chestnut Ridge Technical Net. And we meet weekly to have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the underlying science and technology, supporting our wonderful hobby, the activities we've pursued, our interests, etc. Things we like to do, things we aspire to do, and of course things we'd like to do again, and of course things we never want to do again. Make good for good stories as well. Do this by, we also have the option, of course, of sharing with everyone your for sale, wanted, or swap items. So feel free to post those as well. In any case, the net format's all different. We check in by call sign group, and we'll do that early. We'll start with stations whose call signs begin. Stations begin with whiskey, so be prepared. Repeater is Chestnut Ridge Repeater in Alpine, New Jersey, 46955-1455. PL is 141.3. And that's South Echo Link, K2 Foxtrot Juliet Dash Lima. K2 Foxtrot Juliet Dash Lima. But I've been told you have to be a member to use it from the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, alpinerepeater.com, alpinerepeater.com. Ridge. And to join the Barra, B-A-R-A. Bravo Alpha Romeo Alpha Work in that group. So, with no further ado, let's get to it. Stations whose call signs, please call K2BAR with all sign your name. Indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or no. Okay, Don with a comment.
Do I think you have me a
Bruce? Who was the station double with Bruce?
Whiskey 2, Lima Charlie November, just listening.
LCN, good evening. Other whiskeys.
Whiskey Alpha 2, Guinness Sierra Echo, Bob, and...
Okay, Bob, you're just listening?
Just listening.
Roger, roger. Who is station a double with Bob? WI2W, with a comment. Other whiskey.
WE2R, Charlie, just listening.
Charlie, welcome aboard. The other whiskeys. Okay, November's.
TTT, timeout.
Timeout, I actually disconnected, but okay. Alrighty, any other, any alphas? How about alphas?
AA2WP, Willie P, just listening, Gordon.
See? The other alpha. A, kilos.
KC2WDJ, Walt, with a comment.
WD, other, with Fermi, kilos.
Kilo Delta 2, India Romeo Yankee, just listening. Good evening, gentlemen.
KD2IRY, Mike. Hear you as well. Any other kilos?
KB2NLA, just listening.
Chris, welcome aboard. Oh, any other kilos? Okay, one more time. Any other kilos? Getting your good chunk, but there's no audio. Problematic. Anybody else? Any call signs? Okay. Anybody on Echo Link? Okay, we have nobody on Echo Link. Good. Any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Alrighty. Well, Don, it's your ball. W2JEK, K2B.
K2BAR and Annette, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. My comment is about the session last Friday night. Had 14 applicants, came out with 10 technicians, had an old technician license from before 1987, doing a paper upgrade, he's now a general. I've just in time for the C7, they'll be working on the preparing the ready to go as soon as the computer comes up. That session's in the work. Date-wise, I have to get them cleared with them, which is October 10th. That'll be at 8 o'clock. Another one on Friday in November. Turn it back to EK.
Very good, Don. Thank you very much. Anybody have any questions for Don regarding? Don, did you want to add anything?
No, I didn't. I thought get out. I think it was two people.
Okay, I heard somebody on 450, but I didn't hear anybody here. Anybody else? I guess not, Don. Go ahead. W2JEK, KGBA, Ari. Go ahead.
Okay, I said everything I had to. Like I said, I'm not going to have it. I'll have a test session date as soon as I got our website and the RRL's website. Check me when. Good night, W2JEK.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Don. All right, before we continue, are there any other check-ins for the net? Okay, a couple of quick announcements. I'm kind of curious if anyone has noticed that the repeater output is up. A lot of us are fairly close to the repeater, but as of today, the repeater is 17 watts to about 90 watts. Well, had a their commercial-grade amplifier placed into service by, but it definitely is stronger signal travel. So congratulations to Tony, K2I, for facilitating transfer of the amplifier. All righty, with no further ado, Y2W, it's your ball, K2BAR. AR, WY2W, good evening, everybody. Thanks for running the net, Gordon. Let's see, announcement this Sunday night, sorry, tomorrow night, Friday, club there is, this is what everybody knew that. Sunday evening at our meeting, Carl Frank, WF, so on club, and want to know about different things. Also, if you download the program ahead of time, install it on your laptop, and bring it with you, you'll know some of what Carl is demonstrating by using the microphone in your laptop. So, that's back to next. Start WI2W.
Yeah, and by the way, you can load FL Digi, I believe, on your Android tablet or phone as well. So, yeah, absolutely. Plan to do that. It should be very fun. Anybody have any questions for Steve regarding this two meetings, Caroline meeting tomorrow night and the Barra meeting Sunday night?
K2BAR, Whiskey 2, Lima Charlie, November. Can you repeat those dates again?
Yeah, tomorrow night is the Farallon Radio Club. Sunday night, this coming Sunday, so next, whatever Sunday is, at 7 o'clock in Washington, at the Municipal Building, senior room. Gather at 7 o'clock and...
Thank you. Yeah, that was what I missed. Okay, great, at Barra. Thanks a lot, guys. Back to you, K2VAR.
Well, just to make things even more exciting, well, actually, look, before I go on, Steve, do you have more to add? Or anybody else have any questions? For Steve.
Nope, that's it. Hope to see everybody there.
Very good. Anybody have any follow-up for Steve? Okay, absolutely. I'll see you both at both meetings, Steve. To make things even more exciting, on Tuesday night, not that we've had enough ham radio meetings this week, this week coming, I should say, Wayne Amateur Radio Club, the Municipal Building, 7 or 7:30, I think a gather at 7 again. I will be your humble speaker on mesh networking, so I'm going to bring down some goodies for that, and it should be pretty exciting. Show is we're going to show some streaming video, we're going to show some gear that operates other bands other than, hopefully by Tremanti and I should have a 900 meg link run. See how the terrain kills us or helps us or... On Tuesday in Wayne, we have the Wayne Amateur Radio Club's presentation of mesh. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, yes, the whole thing with the point. I'm sorry, I think at this point I hand it over to Walt. Walt, WDJ, it's your ball, KTBAR.
Thank you. I just had a little announcement. Not tomorrow, but Saturday and Sunday, I will be RPE from D to X, initially on 40 meters, 20, and then 17 nights from 9. I'm going to try to work till midnight. Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday night, we're operating QR51.
Walt, is that going to be CW or a phone, and what frequencies are you targeting?
It's going to be sideband, 5 watts. I'm going to be 20 meter and then moving to 7 height. I'm going to start on 40, probably on 7222. There, that's likely around there is where I'll start.
That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
That'll just be Saturday and Sunday. Friday I'll be arriving and unpacking, so I don't think I will be there at about 10 p.m.
I understand. Okay, well, that sounds great. That sounds awfully exciting. Alrighty. Coming up in October, oh, first of all, before I do that, anybody have any questions for Walt regarding his QRP operation? Starting in October, Sunday, there will be an Eid festival, holiday, it's a festival at Mountain Park. There will be fireworks, and I believe there's an admission for carloads of people to attend, but there'll be all sorts of food and stuff like that, vendors selling until about 8 o'clock, I think it's noon to 8 for that, fireworks will be at 9, fireworks everybody leaves. They are looking for a small communications work, early, so, probably our last one till we get to the New York City Marathon. So, I don't have anything else at this point. Any topics for the net? It's called AR.
Okay.
Go ahead, Don.
On October 17th, I think is going to be Portage Trail, and I think Barrow will be there along with the Trail and Barrow event also. And I'm not sure about that date in October. You mentioned a 4:11.
I will check on that date, but it very likely is the 4th, but I'll check that date. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Connected N2OEL.
N2OEL, just checking.
Well, welcome aboard, Mr. Noel. You're the man of the hour with the 90 watts coming out of the repeater, courtesy of the LEN amplifier, so... Thank you very much for that. It's made an acceptable difference in the coverage of the repeater. What are your intentions this evening, sir? N2OEL, K2BAR.
Just checking in. Nothing else. Have a good day. N2OEL.
Okay, very good, Noel. Good hearing you. Anybody else have anything for the net tonight? Well... It is a little uncharacteristic that we have this short net, but I'll tell you what. Mine's on a hockey game in about a parking lot. It's his rink. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut down the net early, which is a little characteristic. Just a couple of quick announcements in here, past TechNets on amateurradio.tangovictor, amateurradio.tangovictor on the web. You can pull up any net for about the last 9 years. And then, you can also find great offline conversation and resource exchanges on ComTech Group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa at yahoogroups.com, ComTech Group at yahoogroups.com. Join that group if you can't figure out how to find it, but bad you. Alrighty, everybody, last call before we close the net. Do you have anything to add? Alrighty, well, thank you again for a quick but informative net. And forward to something constructive, part of you. 7-3 and God bless everybody. It's been a pleasure. KTBAR, W2TTD, train and repeater, no radio use, and we're train and repeating you for enjoyment. W2TTD, clear.
N2OEL disconnected.
52, WDJ. I think there's a station trying to come through, but you're not making it.
Over an hour, probably close to 2 hours one night, hooked up power sealed lead acid. I was, you know, working the whole time, you know, talking and receiving, and when I finally checked percentage later on my charger, it had only dropped 3% out of 100%, and I was like, all right, that's good enough for me for a $15 battery. I love it.
So I priced a 7-amp battery, well, I paid about $25, including shipping. I found this place in Rhinebeck that sold batteries in, they're from Vietnam, they're made in Vietnam, and they're about $19, and then the rest is shipping, $7 or $8 shipping, which, considering how heavy they are, isn't bad. So, again, $25, 7-amp battery, that's the best I've found. So if you got it for $15, you're doing terrific. When I had to replace the battery in my UPS, like with APC, that's the brand the UPS is, the uninterruptible power supply, most of the places wanted about $50. You price them at Staples, they're about $50. So, you know, it seemed to me that $25 was a good thing. I've got a few of these jump start batteries. You know, they have a compressor, an air compressor in them, and that kind of thing, and at least the case. And all of them have gotten old, and some of them have been maybe drained too much, too deeply, even though they presumably AGM, but it certainly feels lead acid. And I think I need to replace three or four of these, because that's how many I have. And I'm going to have to price that. They're typically 18-amp batteries. But the one I'm going to put in the car was a brand-new AGM made by Duracell. Cost in the vicinity of $140 and is a 60-amp-hour battery. So I expect that'll work pretty well. And with the ISO power, it'll charge up from the car. The big question I have is whether I'm going to blow a 30-amp fuse when it charges, if it's got a deep discharge. So that fuse is right up front under the hood by the main battery, and I'll put in fuses back there in the trunk as well. Did I confuse you?
I think I got it down. Sounds like a neat setup. That 60-amp-hour definitely serve you well. I actually get my batteries off eBay. $15, free shipping from the distributor in China. They're designed for battery backups, I believe, for security systems, fire systems, and other random stuff. One thing I noticed is I have Verizon Fios, and in my house, they actually have set up a backup battery for, I guess, my telephone service, and they run a fiber optic now. I guess the power outage, my phone and stuff out. But they literally use the same exact battery that I got from China down to the, you know, little print, the little numbers on it and stuff. And yeah, just type in eBay, 7-amp-hour. They got a bunch of different ones, 5-amp-hour, this and that. But I got my 7-amp, $15, and actually pulling it up now. It's three or four sellers here. I see one, 2,600 sold, 250 sold, 983. Apparently people like these things.
Walter, if you would, no big deal if you can't get to it or whatever, look up my email address on QRZ.com and send me, you know, a URL, a reference or something where I might be able to find one that you've used on eBay. That would be a help to me. I mean, I can always go to eBay and just look up batteries, but I'd like to start where you start. That would be helpful to me. I have to check. When I looked last night, Chris's email address wasn't up on QRZ, so you know, I had to relay the information on 5-2. Hopefully he got it, but what I just never got around to today is checking if his email address is there, and if it is, I was going to send him find the webpage for the company and send him that. Just as, you know, sort of a fail-safe measure. And, you know, it's one of those things still on the do list.
Absolutely. I actually have his email, so when I email you, I can also email you now as well. If I remember, I know your call ends in EIR, but what are the first characters there?
It's K2EIR. Yeah, expert in radio. Hi, hi. I'm so glad George came up with that because people remember that one. I hate to sound immodest by using it, but the first day I had my call, NY9A, George came up with that nomenclature, and it stuck. I like it. K2EIR. I just like the K's because, you know, when I got licensed, I got a W, and, you know, this is a vanity call. And it seemed to me all the old-timers who were just a few years ahead of me had K calls. So a call beginning with a K, you know, just K2 without any A or B or anything like that just seems like a nice old-timer's call. And I even like the three letters. I think if I got my extra, which I never get around to studying for, and I could get a two-letter call, not that very many are available, but I don't even think I'd bother. There's almost an expectation that a call is going to be in that form of, you know, letter, number, and three suffixes, suffix letters. So I think I'm just going to leave it. Besides, I went 43 or 44 years with my old call, and one change is enough. I think I want to stick with this for the rest of my life, if only so that I remember, because I am beginning to see aging set in.
I hear you. I got a lot for my call because it ends in it's KC2WEJ, and whenever I tell people about radio, they're like, oh, you're a DJ, this and that. I'm like, no. In fact, it's not even against the rules to play it unless it's part of a really transmission from the space station or something. But other than that, yeah. So I have that going. I have actually become quite attached to my call. And every time I think about, you know, upgrading to extra, and you know, the idea of a four-letter call is really appealing to me. Well, it'd be great once I, you know, really better at W. That would be also a nice thing to have, a nice four call. But at the same time, I really like my call. I don't want to get rid of it, but it's, you know, the character. So yeah, I'm kind of torn. Not sure what to do. I guess I got, you know, had the rest of my life to figure that out. All right, Howie, I'm gonna send you that email, and I actually gotta finish packing here because I'm leaving right after work tomorrow, so I gotta make sure everything's squared away tonight before I go to the Interon next. Semi 73, and expect to be checking your email soon. Okay?
Walter, yeah. I did perfect timing actually because I just turned off the ignition. I'm in my parking spot. I'm home. So, very good. I hope that I will have the opportunity to get out tomorrow night, and not tomorrow night, the night after, and work you. I look forward to the experience. Yeah, send me the emails. Thank you. Good working you again. And 73, KC2WDJ. This is K2EIR. I'll be closing station.
73, have a good night, Allie.
Damn sure. How are you doing today? How's everything?
All right.
plane just came to come in and chat with you guys at about 4 o'clock. I'm going to the girlfriend's house, and I ain't coming back till Tuesday morning.
That's it. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. It's going to be a big weekend. Big, big weekend. I think we all deserve it.
Yeah, I had nothing scheduled for today, so I said to heck with it. I'm taking an extra day.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Beautiful. Yeah, the roads are quiet. Nothing's going on, you know, and I'm making my way. So, yeah, what can I say? I think it's supposed to rain a little bit today. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It'll probably increase the humidity. Who knows? You know, the weather in Europe is not as bad as it is here. As a matter of fact, their weather's much cooler in a lot of places, believe it or not.
Yeah, I'm very glad for them. I wish we had it. I don't mean cold. Maybe something around 70, 72, maybe about 0% humidity. That might be beautiful.
Settle for 50% humidity, you know. Maybe 45% humidity, that would work, you know. But, my God, it's amazing. It's amazing how the weather's changed now, you know.
I think it's been the same our whole life. I just think as we get older, we feel it more. It's always been like this.
Yeah, I concur. I believe you. You know why? Because when I was a kid, the biggest thing was hopping in the shower and then sliding in between the sheets there and just perspiration all over the place and do it the next day before you got up to go somewhere.
I guess you heard about the repeaters back up with some power temporarily right now.
This machine, everything's back to normal temporarily?
Null. N2 OEL lent the club a 2-meter amp. I brought it back to this frequency. You know, for 2 meters, it was up in the 154. And we're back up around, from what I understand, don't quote me on it, maybe around 90 watts, 80 watts, somewhere around there.
Great. That's good. That's very good. Good 3 dB. Sure. Oh, yeah, that'll make all the difference in the world, you know. I'll tell you, I like this machine. It's a good machine. Very good coverage, you know. And I got a couple of other frequencies I want to program. I got to take my time out. I think I'll do it this week and put a couple of more machines in here.
It's 82 BOR. Yeah, very good. So today's your last day to Tuesday, right?
Yeah, everything is copacetic. Don't have to do Monday, which is a good thing. So thank God. You know, at least I can relax. I can sleep an extra day.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, I'll be right back, Mike. Got to take care of something. KD2, be aware.
I'll be here. We're on the cross county at the present time. And it's going to be standing by on frequency for anyone, okay? You go about your business. Hopefully, Charlie will show up in a little while. W2YP standing by on frequency. Tonight. The repeater sounds really good tonight, Rocky.
When I left my shop yesterday, I was in the lower part of Kearney coming up. I looked, I said, boy, the repeater's coming in awful strong. And then I heard Jim and Ted on, and that's what he said he did, and I gave him a report. Big difference from what it was a day ago, 2 days ago.
This is a temporary fix, but the new machine's going in, right?
Yeah, N2 OEL lent the club a 2-meter brick.
Very good, very good. Well, not hearing any noise so far, so we'll see what happens. We get down in the canyon of death there, see what happens. I'm sure it'll be a lot better.
Well, just at my house where I live, the little setup I got, I got the repeater back to full scale, so it's definite improvement.
This will help Charlie when he comes in, you know. It'll help him a great deal there.
LC.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. 82 VOR.
Hey, what's up, Rocky? How do I sound today, okay?
Yes, not worried about it. You sound good. Leave it alone.
Hey, great. Well, I was going to ask you, the Echo Link, you have to be a member or something to use that, or?
Yes, they have changed their policies. If you go on the internet, I know funds are a little short for you, but yeah, you have to be a member to be able to use Echo Link.
Okay, gotcha. How's everything going, okay?
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Everything's going good, Brian. When you can see your way clear, you just go on the internet, punch up Alpine Repeater, and scroll down. There's a, it tells you there how to donate to the repeater through PayPal, or you can do it that way, or you can mail a check, or whatever you want to do to a guy up in Cedar Grove. His first name is Ted.
Okay, cool. I'll take it out.
I see devil dogs out here tonight, man. These guys are crazy with their YZ bikes.
VOR. I call them crotch rockets.
You're going to do that for money, that's one thing, but they're taking a hell of a chance on a road like this, you know, it's crazy.
N1LU, mobile.
What a big signal. You really sound good, Charlie. Clean and green down here, clean and green, Charlie.
Okay. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Rocky. Yeah, that's good to hear. I didn't feel like going over the tap today.
Good morning, Charlie.
Peter sounds real good up here in Connecticut.
Yeah, I have it back to full scale at home again like it used to be.
I read an email that he sent out. This is a borrowed repeater. Someone's extra repeater that we're using. We're still waiting for the new one to put it online.
Yeah, that's from Noel and to OEL. Let us say a brick that was up around 150 something megahertz, and Jim did the modification and got it down to here.
Imagine how good the new one will sound.
Yeah, when I got in my truck yesterday, I thought my eyes were bad. I couldn't believe how strong the repeater was coming in.
Yeah, I kept it just about home. That there was nobody on, so I wasn't sure, but we'll find out at some point when I get on the road, or when I get further on the road, to try my new shortcut to avoid the construction. Give me a couple minutes, I'll call you when I get on the Merritt Parkway.
Alright, very good. KD2VOR.
Difference down here on 138th Street. Big, big difference. Man, it's like the brilliance of the audio here. It sounds really good.
Well, I sent an email back, thanked Noel and Jim for what they did. It really helped everything.
The test now, we're going to see what happens when we make this turn. Now, it would be copying the machine very noisy at this particular time, and it's clean.
How clean? Is it clean and green?
Three bars more than I have yesterday, that's for sure.
Hey, Brian, how are you receiving it? Well, I don't know if you're close to... No, you're not even close. Are you receiving the machine better?
KC2LZ, it sounds the same to me. I mean, I got it before, it was really good, too. Can't tell the difference. I'm pretty high. The altitude here is like 500 plus feet above sea level.
Yeah, that makes a world of difference, that's for sure.
Hey, we're going into the noisy area now. We're going into that noisy area right now.
Oh, how is it? Is it better? Noisy, noisy.
Not, as a matter of fact, it's very good. It sounds very, very good. Let's see what happens when I let it go. Transmission, go ahead.
What was that, Mike?
Much better. It's 100% better. be crackling like crazy over here. Really, really, really 100% better.
Well, all the reports are good so far.
We gotta see. We gotta see how the highway's gonna play. Yeah, this is great. This is really good. This guy should really be commended.
All right, I'm on the Merrick 1LU mobile. Good morning, Brian. I see we're in there.
Hey, what's up, Charlie? Good morning.
Did you get that new power supply?
I'm actually using it right now. My friend tested it out for me and did good.
All right, very good. Just remember to stay up on that mic.
Okay, gotcha. I actually, I took it apart again, and last time I'm taking it apart, so hopefully it sounds better now. I think Rocky said it sounds better, so.
Yeah, well, let me just stay close to the mic. It sounds great.
Big difference in the performance of the machine. Really, really sounds good down here on the FDR drive.
Thank God it's Friday.
That is.
Nice 3-day weekend, the weather's gonna be great.
I'm in Randall's Island, what, they got a circus going on here? Lights all over the place? Unbelievable, or is it a rock concert? The rock concert. Something about Black Sabbath playing somewhere.
Black Sabbath? Haven't heard them mentioned in years.
And back together again. Did you hear that, Charlie?
Yeah. I knew that Ozzy was still involved in music. They do a, what is it, an Ozfest or something once a year that he gets involved in.
Something like that. Hey, I gotta tell you a funny story. Many, many years ago, I'm standing in front of the building with a cup of coffee, right? And who's standing next to me is Leslie West, and I didn't realize until I looked at a double take, and we spent time in front of the building talking about Mountain. It was great. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I used to love those guys.
Off the highway. Oh, man, the repeat is 100% better. Fantastic. Really, really good.
Hey, Rock, I'm not going to come by this morning. I got up a little bit later than usual. I've got a different antenna on. When I get closer, I want to try that repeater, the 940. See how I sound. But I used the antenna that I had pulled up into a tree. I want to see if it makes any difference. I figure I'm going to hook up with Don sometime next week, so I'll find out definitively what's going on with the radio and the antenna.
Okie doke, no problem. What kind of antenna you got on there now, or you forget what it is?
No, it's the same thing that I had on there before. I had bought another one with the ground plane kit that I pulled up into a tree that I used for 220 for a while. And I had taken it down when I got the CX-333. So I just put this one on. This one's a little bit cleaner than the one that I've had on there. So we'll see. It seems to be working better. Just from my driveway, I seem to be getting a stronger signal. But I might have just been parked in a good spot. So we'll see what happens. We'll switch over there when I get closer.
You still using that 3H24 adapter that you had?
Yeah, I gotta order one like you have.
I wouldn't trust that adapter. Might not be, but I think that might be your whole problem.
Yeah, good possibility. Good possibility. So we'll see. I'll probably order that today. Hopefully get it by next week.
Too bad you weren't coming down. I could have loaned you the one off of the Lakeview.
Now I'm tempted. Let's see how I do getting over the bridge.
All right, it's no biggie, but if you want to come by, I'll take the antenna off. You can borrow this one and see if it makes any difference. See you get yours.
All right, that might be a good idea. Then I can check it again later on. All right, let's see how I do getting over the bridge.
area I'm driving right now. Yesterday, I could barely copy you guys. This is a whole bad area right now. You sound marvelous. All you guys coming in beautiful.
Mention how good it's going to be when you get, another 160 watts pumping out. I think this one's only about 90. I didn't see anything online how much. But I think this one's 90 watts and the other one's 150.
Golly, the brick that Noel lent the club could do 130, but they brought it back down. I think Jim said yesterday about 80 or 90. Don't quote me on it.
Sounds great. It really does. You know, I'm hearing the repeater fly over here on the Merritt Parkway the whole way. Using my smoker for the first time this summer. This weekend, I'm doing a brisket and a pork shoulder. I'm going to make pulled pork and a smoked beef brisket.
What time is dinner?
We've got my nephew, the people that we went to California with, his kids, they're coming, and my brother-in-law and his wife are coming. I told my wife probably around 1 or 2.
I always wanted to get one of those smokers. What does it run on, propane or charcoal?
It runs on propane. It's a Brinkman smoker. It's got a lot of room. In fact, I've got the shelves in the car here with me. I've got to bring them into work and clean them up. They're a little bit dirty from sitting out for so long. But yeah, it's a Brinkman, and I've got to pick up some wood chips today on the way home. We get some hickory wood chips from Lowe's. You doubled with somebody. Who was that?
I said I'm going out for a cup of coffee. I'll catch you from the car.
Okay, very good. N1LU Mobile. Yeah, I can't wait to get my coffee this morning. I need it.
Yeah, Charlie, it's a big difference. I'm down here on 67th Street, and the machine sounds great. It really, really does.
Well, with that extra wattage, you should hear it good over there. You're pretty close to it, air miles-wise.
I was getting it noisy, and we're getting a lot of dropouts. Now, I don't have the dropouts. Might be a little bit of crackle, but... You know, when you see the S-meter indication just sit there, it makes a big difference, and you can hear the audio. Then again, you know, if it's the transmit side, it's the transmit side. If it's the receive side, it's good. You know, it's really doing a good job. So, just passing Julia Richmond High School here. Used to be rated number one, the worst school in Manhattan.
Nobody's heard Chris on. I haven't heard him on in a couple of days.
I think he's trying to get his hours back the way they were. He drives his daughter to school.
On the other thing, you got,
copy that, Rock.
You know that 940 machine, the one that's in, on 2 meters? You ever operate that one?
Who are you talking to, Mike?
To you.
The 940 on 2 meters? I'm not familiar with that one. I mean, I might be, it's just not ringing a bell.
Busy machine.
I didn't copy that. Try it again.
It's a New Jersey machine. Jersey machine. It's a 3494, I think.
No, it doesn't ring a bell. I never got a picture from Jay.
KC2LZO. What was the repeater putting out previously?
Well, when it was good, I'm not sure. But they had a problem with it. It was only doing 17 watts for the past couple of weeks.
Okay, so that's pretty much since I've been on it then, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Maybe when you first got on, it was all right, but yeah. It's been crappy for a couple of weeks now. Maybe a month, I'm not sure. All right, give me a minute, guys. I'm pulling into the mobile station. Let me grab my coffee. I'll be back. N1LU Mobile. Good, Mike.
One of my boys here got me a beautiful parking spot, man. It's like, I don't know what's going on with the spot.
Oh, well, quiet.
I got the 600 all ready for you, Rock.
Hey, you can good morning, Don. All right, thanks, Bill.
Okay, I'll be monitoring WA2ZOZ.
82BOR, going back to the shop. I'll be there in a second.
Morning, Don. N1LU, mobile.
Good morning, Charlie. Someday next week, I don't know what my lawyer's appointment is. I have to call up today and find out when he's free. And then after that, we could meet at the wheel. We'll check out your antenna. And I'm going to lend the meter to BOR, Rocky, and get him operational.
All right, just let me know what day is good for you.
Oh, definitely. I'll either get you on the air or I'll send you a text.
All right, very good. Let me get a couple of sips of coffee. Damn, that's hot. Which meter are you giving Rocky?
The Diamond 600, the SX600.
Oh, okay. Want me to pick it up when I see you and deliver it?
Yes, if you would. I know that you stop by Rocky's a lot, but if you're not planning on stopping by, I could always either drop it off or mail it down.
Yeah, I'll try to get it to him that next week after you give it to me. Tuesday would be a good day to get together if you don't have your appointment that day. But yeah, no problem. I'll get it to Rock.
Okay, very good. And when he's done with it, I don't know if I know you have a couple of meters that do the same job, but you're welcome to have it after Rocky's done.
Okay. Well, once I get it from him, it'll take me a day or two to get it to you, so I may play around with it. I had that meter, I think, in line for a while. But, yeah, I'm kind of partial to the cross-needle meters now, but I may invest in a new one that covers the 220 band just to be sure that I have a meter that's working properly.
Okay, very good. Like I say, there's no rush. There's no rush. After you guys are done with it, then you can think of returning it. But there's no great rush at all. After all, I do have two of them. As long as I know where they are, you can keep them for a long time.
Okay, very good. You back, Rock? K2BOR. N1LU, mobile.
82BOR. Yeah, I'm here. Just trying to sip on this coffee. This coffee's much hotter than this quick check that I go to.
Yeah, I don't want to complain because I've gotten coffee that's really cold and or warm, and I hate that. I'd rather have it hot.
Yeah, I don't mind hot coffee, but this is burning me.
I guess Mike's where he's got to be.
I don't know. I came out of 7-Eleven, and the first one I heard was Don.
DC2LZ. Well, I was down in Jersey today, actually. The gas prices are super cheap now.
Where were you?
I was in Jersey today, New Jersey. The gas prices are, like, I paid $1.99.
That is pretty good. I paid $2.05 down in South Jersey when I took my son to college last week. Where in Jersey were you, do you remember?
Actually, let me look.
Stay up on that mic.
Wardell, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's not far from where I work. Yeah, I guess if you shop around close to me, you can find it that cheap. I just go to the place that's near my job, and it's pretty good. It's a quick check. It was 205. I don't know what it is today.
You guys have Wawa's over there, too?
I'm not sure. There used to be a Wawa's near me. Why, they sell gas?
Oh, they do in, Tom's River. They're pretty good prices.
I wish we had a Costco that sold gas in Connecticut. They're usually pretty cheap.
We have a Wawa in Kearney that sells gas.
The price is pretty good, right?
I haven't been down there lately, Brian, because I don't think they're doing it at night anymore because they're down on Harrison Avenue, really close to 280 and the Turnpike, and I think they're afraid of getting robbed.
Gotcha.
Charlie, that quick check you go to, is that on Washington Avenue and Commercial Avenue?
You know, I never pay attention to the streets, but yes, I think so. Well, you mentioned Grasshopper one time. At the bar over there, it's on that same main drag that the Grasshopper is on.
Yeah, that's Washington. It's still 205, according to the computer.
Okay, that's still not bad. Can't complain about that. They get gas today, probably on my way home.
According to this thing here, the cheapest gas in New Jersey right now is in Cherry Hill. That's probably down near your son. $1.89 and a 76.
That's amazing. He won't have any problem keeping gas in that Honda. That thing gets great gas mileage.
How much is he really going to use it? He'll be in class most of the time.
Yeah, he'll probably use it on the weekends. He's a bit of a... Excuse me, he's a bit of a party animal. And one of his friends has a house off campus. So he'd be driving there. You know, he'll drive to the store once in a while on Route 1. Maybe go to a restaurant.
Boy, you can keep that state that you live in. I'm looking at the cheapest damn price in Connecticut, $2.56.
And they kill for that. That's real cheap. Where's that?
Cove Road and Dale Street in Stamford.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. That's why I don't get gas in Connecticut. I think I've gotten gas the entire time I've lived there, probably once or twice. And I was only forced to.
Yeah, $1.99 a gallon, like $21 to fill up my Civic.
Oh, it boils down to.
You guys doubled, and Brian won. That's what I used to have with a Civic. My son has it now. Go ahead, Rock.
I said it all has to do with taxes. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I know Christie was threatening to raise the gas tax for more income. I haven't heard much about that lately.
I hardly watch television, so I don't hear anything.
Yeah, he realizes how cheap New Jersey is, so he was thinking of tacking on a nickel or so just to generate more revenue. Let him tack it on alcohol. I need gas. I need cheap gas so I can make a freaking living.
Yeah, they should put it on something like cigarettes, like in New York City.
Well, he knows he'll get the biggest bang for his buck on gas. Everybody's got a car. Everybody needs gas. Not everybody smokes anymore. And not everybody drinks. I think more people use gas than cigarettes and alcohol.
That's definitely true.
Hey, Charlie, you got to work on getting that thing in your car.